get into a comfortable position where you can be still for the next 20 minutes or so. And close your eyes. And in your own time and at your own pace, take three deep cleansing breaths by breathing in the nose, holding it a moment, and then letting the breath out the nose. Do this three times, then breathe normally. Feel all the tension in your neck and in your shoulders easing. Let thoughts go from your mind. If they surface, just focus on the breath. Now imagine that a glowing ball of light is suspended over the top of your head. The ball may be small or large. Whatever size it is, it is. The ball begins to move. It descends slowly and easily into your crown chakra. And it follows the central channel along the spinal column. It moves from the crown chakra to the third eye. Continues to the throat chakra, down to the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and it becomes stationary in the root chakra. In the root chakra, the ball begins to gently vibrate, pausing here. It absorbs the elements of that chakra, its qualities of groundedness, the solidity and the stability of the earth, survival and primal instincts. All the basic needs. A slight hue of red enters the ball of light. Filled with the traits of the root chakra, the light ball moves up to the sacral, where it again begins to gently vibrate. As it pauses there, it absorbs the elements of this chakra. These are qualities of creativity and free expression, the fluidity of water, the seat of feelings and emotions, a slight hue of orange enters the ball of light. gliding up the central channel. The ball of light enters the solar plexus chakra, where it begins to vibrate. It absorbs the elements of this chakra, which is centered in personal strength, wisdom. It is the magnetic core of our ego and personality, the heat of fire, a slight hue of yellow enters the ball of light. It now enters the heart chakra, where it continues a gentle vibration. And it absorbs the elements of this chakra, which is a bridge between the lower and upper. In the movement of air, it connects with the quality of love. It exudes compassion, kindness, empathy, and forgiveness. A slight hue of green enters the ball of light. Carried along through the spinal channel, the lighted ball enters the throat chakra. Here, it absorbs the qualities of communication and right speech. This is the center of truth and your personal voice. In the glowing spaciousness of the element of ether, it allows you to find your personal voice and speak fearlessly. A slight color of blue enters the ball of light. Rising up, the light ball enters the third eye, which is known as the spiritual eye. It absorbs and glows with the conditions of deep intuition and insight. From this chakra, creative imagination soars. Through the element of light, the qualities of inner awareness and spiritual awakening are activated. An indigo hue enters the ball of light. Now at the top of the spinal channel, the ball of light re-enters the crown chakra. This chakra is the seat of spiritual connection and personal transformation. It elevates personal consciousness to divine consciousness. In the elements of thought, it connects the individual to universal consciousness. The unity of all systems is energized and integrates the whole being. A subtle violet-white light imbues the ball as all lights from the chakras now glow within it. Resplendent with all the colors of the chakras, the ball of light descends once more from the crown chakra down the channel and stops at the heart center. Here it glows, radiating all the qualities of the chakras, from the earth groundedness of the first to the spiritual divine consciousness of the seventh. the colors resident in each chakra now form a garden of flowers that surrounds the heart center. There are red geraniums of the root chakra, orange marigolds of the sacral, yellow daisies in the solar, pink roses of the heart chakra, blue morning glories weave from the throat chakra. There are purple hydrangeas of the third eye and white lilies of the crown chakra. In this beautiful garden of the heart center, there's a tiny heart that lives within it. That spiritual tiny heart, resident in the center of the heart center, begins to change from green to its higher octave of gold. It emits golden waves out of the heart center. It is the color of spiritual healing and inspiration, of achievement and of triumph. The now golden ball of light holds all the aspects of the chakras and continues to glow behind the golden heart, radiating all the qualities that each of us needs to live in and from the heart center. In this golden heart center, you will be grounded. You will be able to create from the heart center. Your will be heart-centered. You will heal with kindness and compassion from the heart center. You will speak the truth out of the heart center, and your insights will be guided by the heart center. Feel, imagine, sense, and be in that golden heart center now. Now let us begin to return from this meditation. In times of confusion, when truth and lies collide, when chaotic conditions threaten to disrupt your balance, come back to this Golden Heart Center. Let's start to re-enter whatever physical space you occupy. Let your thoughts become conscious. Feel your body resting on the chair or the floor. Breathe deeply into your physical body. Begin to move your fingers and your hands and take a deep breath, grounding yourself into the present.